Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, reviewing 2017 with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching, refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar filled juice box from the fridge or sink. It's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's kick the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play,
as we get back to the final weeks of 2017, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joins us today and looks back over the calendar year, saying overall, been a pretty good year.
Well, beef markets have been remarkably strong this year. I think we described this year as a bit of a surprise. You know, if you look here in December, boxed beef prices have backed off a little bit from the highs we had in early November, but they're still holding pretty strong. They've been kind of bouncing around, showing that there's demand for certain products that are pushing these markets, but they're generally holding up pretty well. Fed cattle have kind of done the same thing. They've backed off from the November highs, but holding up pretty well here as we end up the year.
A few days back, the Livestock Market Information Center reported that cow-calf producers making money here in 2017 after some early expectations that it might be a break-even year at best, or maybe some returns in the red. Daryl, give us your take on this year's yearling and stocker markets.
Feeder cattle markets have also done very well this fall. We've seen relatively little seasonal pressure. For the bigger feeder cattle, feedlot demand has continued very strong. Feedlots have lots of incentive to feed cattle, keep those feedlots full, and they've continued to move cattle through pretty quickly. On the lightweight end, there's been good stocker demand this fall. We've seen much less than usual seasonal price pressure through the fall. So even though numbers are bigger this year, we continue to see these markets quite strong.
And Dr. Peel says if you put your calves through a preconditioning program here in 2017, you've likely added value to them.
We do continue to see premiums for these cattle. Health issues are a major challenge. Again, with the variable weather we've had this fall, stocker producers and feedlots have struggled a lot with receiving cattle, and so these preconditioned calves have even more value in that kind of a situation. So we have continued to see those values above and beyond the generally strong markets that we've had.
And Daryl, November was a very dry month for the Southern Great Plains, so dry that it has definitely had an impact on a lot of folks being able to get to a position of having some wheat pasture for their cattle.
Wheat pasture has been a bit of a challenge this year. I think you'd have to describe the conditions as quite variable. We have some wheat pasture, but there have been lots of issues along the way. We had lots of armyworm issues early in the fall. A lot of producers waited until cooler weather to try to get past that. We had some dryness early, some of which passed. Now we're kind of dry again, and some of the producers are finding that their wheat pasture is a little short. So, but we've got lots of other forage. We carried some pasture out of the summer. We've got lots of hay to work with. And so in general, I think there's quite a few stocker cattle out there, but I think producers are having some management challenges to deal with these variable conditions this fall.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.